Now, former advisor to the U.S. President Donald Trump says he has created a political organization to paralyze the European Union. Steve Bannon says a group known as the Movement is based in the Belgian capital, Brussels. Bannon also says the organization will support nationalist movements in Europe. He described the group as a populist movement aiming to change the power structure in the EU. He condemned the bloc as the most pernicious force against democracy in the West. Trump's former strategist had a key role in the U.S. president's victory in the 2016 election. Reports say after his dismissal by Trump, Bannon established strong ties with far-right groups in Europe. Let's now take a listen to Press TV's Jerome Hughes, who told us about the U.S. strategist Steve Bannon's decision to create a political organization in Brussels to paralyze the European Union.
This is something of a hobby now for Steve Bannon. We know that since he left the White House, he has been over here a lot in the European Union. And I suppose there's an element of power that can be associated with this, because if you look what's going to happen in next year, next May, in fact, we're going to have the European Parliament elections. And already it's predicted that we're going to have a record number of anti-EU, Eurosceptic politicians elected to the European Parliament. So if Steve Bannon can sort of associate him with this movement and associate himself with this movement and be seen as an integral part of it, then I suppose it gives him a sense of power, raises his profile and so on. I mean, his full motivations we will, I suppose, get to know in time when he becomes more vocal and out in public in relation to this initiative. But I mean, even if you look relatively recently at the elections in Germany, in France, in Italy, in the Netherlands, Steve Bannon was over there and he was trying to bolster the positions of far-right political politicians involved in those elections.